you were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
The best James Bond theme song.
Yeah. Yeah, this is we're getting to the good part. No, this is really good. That's it. Oh, that's so cool.
Can we come back in on this?
Yeah, this is our come back in song. For Money Penny.
Part two.
For Money Penny.
Homage to Money Penny.
That's right. Miss Maxwell.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, I guess we're back.
We're back.
We're listening to this part here from Money Penny.
All right, well, let me just see. I got a whole bunch of stuff here to go. Let me just take these sort of in no particular order. Did you see where scientists have culled DNA from the extinct mammoths?
Unbelievable.
No, this is like real DNA. There's no frogs involved in this one. No Jurassic Park. This is like the.
Where did they find this DNA?
They found it buried in Siberia someplace, and
amber or what?
No. They got it from the hair. DNA from frozen, whatever it is.
Frozen hair, where they found a mammoth in Siberia. There's a bunch of them.
And, yeah, but anyway, the point is that...
they're going to breed a whole herd of them?
Man, I mean, you know, if you got this much...
They're breeding Indians.
But the mammoth hair seems to be an excellent source of well-preserved DNA. I mean, this is... let's get some.
Absolutely.
That would be so cool.
You know, Mrs. Jimmy's a huge fan of the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, God, she's watched it so many times.
Literally. And it's because it's astounding because I could be sitting there watching a movie and she'll say, haven't you seen this before? But yet if she watches Jurassic Park like 5,000 times, that doesn't matter.
No.
It's just like the first time.
Yeah, no, that's right.
So they don't have to use any frog spice DNA, anything like that.
No, they can use they've got the DNA.
So they're going to impregnate Dumbo or what?
I don't know.
But what are they doing?
I would. I mean, you know, how long would it take?
Dumbo's going to be going, no, not that.
Yeah, that's right.
They're using a big turkey baster.
That's it. I would think that would.
But
be
I mean, I also think that I think that
snuffleupagus. Right.
I think I think at some point in time, when they really get the gene sequencing down here, they're just gonna make one up based on whatever they think. Like, you know, they'll just create
a mammoth with wings.
Yeah,
there you go. That's it. Why not?
You know, it was bad when a vulture crapped on your car.
Exactly.
Breaks your windshield, and then it still smells pretty bad.
That's it. Exactly. That's it. Flying cows. That's it.
Could you imagine you're in a convertible? Blah.
Right, when pigs fly. Oh well, that was yesterday.
They do. That's right. Okay. Good. Okay. Next thing I've got here is a little small article. A legal tender trap. On one day in May, this guy, 20, of Rockford, Illinois, and his fiancée, now his wife, Svetlana Dudnik, finished their meal at someplace or another and tried to pay their bill using Liberty Dollars. Now, I think we've talked about these Liberty Dollars before.
But let's tell people what they are.
Okay, they're not legal tender. There's a guy that's put them together, and apparently what you do is you swap them for, it says, I don't know if it says dollars on them or not, it says...
It's in a state, it's in Vermont or somewhere, right?
No. In New Hampshire, they have the Liberty Project. Where you can go live in a commune.
That's the Free State Project.
The Free State Project, right.
And this is out of Evansville, Indiana.
Right. And so what the deal is that they're like medallions. They're like 1 ounce silver medallions or something, and they call them Liberty Dollars. And so what this guy did, he wanted to pay for his meal.
But what's the point of buying a Liberty Dollar?
Because it's silver.
It's pure silver?
It's pure silver, right.
Yeah, well, what they're trying to do is...
it costs more than a dollar then.
Well, right. It costs twice as much as... As silver does.
Right, the value of the silver.
Right. In other words, not only does it cost in this day and age $11.37 or whatever per ounce.
Right.
But if you want to buy one of these, it costs like $18 or $20.
Right.
So anyway,
what they're trying to do is undermine the fiat currency
that
we have.
Exactly. And so what happened was they were going to use pay their restaurant bill with this. Minutes later, the Walworth County Police showed up and the couple were arrested. on charges including misdemeanor theft. They said they were simply offering to barter for their meal and would have gladly paid the bill in United States currency, but were never given the chance. And what I like is the Gazette, a newspaper nearby Janesville, reported last week that the legality of Liberty Dollars in dispute. I don't know what the dispute is. They're illegal. I mean, to use as legal tender. They're not legal tender.
Yeah, but I'm with these guys, man. I mean, it's like bringing in something else. You know, you got here's my diamond ring. Would you take that for the meal?
Right. And, I understand that part.
Sorry, that's not legal currency.
Right.
It's just because they look a lot like dollars.
That's the thing. And of course, as we have said so many times, this is Jimmy's rule number three. The only way the government can ever compete is to outlaw the competition. So right. They outlaw anybody else's money. You can only use our money legally. And if you try and use your own money, we will send a SWAT team over to your place and shoot you dead.
Right.
Kind of like the casinos.
Right. Exactly. Legal. It's the only way. The only way they can have the lotto here, which is the biggest ripoff on the planet, is because they outlaw your home poker games or whatever else.
Boy, are you talking about the chips, Jack?
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the chips. The casinos create their own, you know, value coins, for lack of a better term, in their chips. But those chips are only good there. And right. You can't use them at other, you know.
Right.
It used to be, you know, it's funny. When I first went to Vegas, you could.
You walk out down another casino, throw your chips down. Right.
They would take them in the old days.
Now, should be. I'm surprised there aren't guys on the side of the road swapping chips out. You know, here you go.
There may be.
There may be, actually. I don't know. There could be.
I guess you got to answer the veto or something.
It's too easy to walk back in and get you.
Right.
The main reason they've got chips, of course, is because it doesn't really look like, you know, it looks like fake money.
Right.
You gamble more than if you actually whip out the $100 bills.
Hell yeah.
That looks like a whole lot more
than
a bumblebee chip, which is
500.
Yeah, that's right.
Bumblebee's 500?
No, a bumblebee's 100. Was it?
Oh, okay.
It depends on where you're going.
It depends on where you're going, right. Well, it used to be that they were more, I mean, I remember paying for cab rides with chips, and nobody had a problem with it. But now,
Jimmy paid for everything with
chips. That's right.
He did everything.
Yeah, that's right.
No money trail.
We should have been there.
No American Express, you know, Bambi Hotel.
You cannot imagine what. This was in the 70s, and it was still.
You could get a lot of things with chips?
Oh! Whoa! I mean, chips were gold. I'm telling you right now. You walk in with the flamingo chips, and people were snapping them up and everything. And of course, what happened was, as they knew this, I mean, the whole thing about gambling is once you've won a few dollars, they know they're going to get the money back because you are, quote, playing with the house's money. Mm-hmm. And so you at the very minimum, you're going to lose that. So they're going to at the very minimum break even. Nobody, it doesn't matter if you're down. As soon as you're down, you say, well, I got to win it back. Well, there you're dead. That's called mortgage money for your house. That's when you put the deed up. You know, that's when you take off your Rolex and
right.
Speaking of Rolex, did you hear OJ had to give up his Rolex?
Yes, he swapped it. That bracelet for two more.
I know we digressed here, but that's too hard, too good of a segue there.
No, that's
they ripped that gold Rolex off his thing and gave it to the Goldmans.
Yeah, they did. Figures, Goldmans.
And they should.
They're gonna put it on eBay.
Oh,
boy,
I'll tell you,
that wouldn't. I wonder the question, and that you brought up a good point. That's a great point. That was my first thing I thought of was. Genuine OJ Rolex on eBay, and of course the question would be
hot off the hand.
Burning my fingers. That's right.
Detroit.
Do you think you would get more than it's worth?
Oh, of course.
Absolutely.
Oh man.
You think there'd be somebody that would pay, you know, $10,000 or $15,000?
Hey, you know the great. There's probably DNA on that Rolex there, huh?
Certainly, would you
probably Ron's?
Yeah, exactly.
Ron and Nicole's.
Nicole's. That's right. Yes, do a little thing there. No, but that would be the first place. That was the first thing that crossed my mind was eBay.
Right,
Ben, I'll tell you, I'd be having.
You know, it's not on there yet, but nope. We'll keep.
Hey, if you guys are checking it out, check out how much the Jay Leno set's going for. I figure maybe we should upgrade. You know, they're selling the Tonight Show set, 10 pieces or something.
Oh.
The bidding was like at 11 grand the last time I looked.
Remember that Seinfeld one where they had the Merv Griffin set?
Right.
Kramer got the Merv Griffin set.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great. So we should get the Jay Leno
set.
Hey, would that be cool?
That'd be pretty neat, man.
We're checking out this OJ stuff on eBay. There's a t-shirt. Steal my shit. You must have quit.
You know, how long does it take the free enterprise system to come up with stuff? I mean, no. I'll say one thing about the United States. And this I saw this in the difference when I was in years ago before the wall came down. The difference between East Berlin and West Berlin. You go to the West Berlin side of the wall, and I mean, there was shit everywhere. Everything, every piece of graffiti. It looked like this our 34th Street wall down here. I mean, every piece of graffiti on the world, every joke you can imagine was all over that wall around Berlin on the free side. On the other side, of course, there was just nothing but pockmarks from bullet holes.
Right. Bullet holes, right.
And blood and hair.
Right.
So, but I'm saying that the free market people, it doesn't matter what the tragedy is. I mean, I would imagine that if a tsunami came in and wiped out San Francisco, that by noon the next day there would be T-shirts on people that said,
you know, Bill,
I survived the tsunami.
Oh, no question. Well, you know, Bill O'Reilly came out with those "Don't tase me, bro."
I saw
Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. And not only that, he came out with it the next day.
The next day he had those, and I swear he sold 100,000 of them on his website.
And then you want to the headline of Ann Coulter's column that week was called "Don't Tase Me, Bro."
Don't tase me, bro.
No, I mean,
those are conservatives.
Do we have that clip or not?
We linked to the thing. It's fabulous.
We rolled it on the end of the last show.
I know, and
I want to edit my statement I made last time about it. I didn't totally back him last time because he was acting like an idiot.
Right.
But the fact is that in a situation like this, when the heat is on, when the cops have got their mitts on you, you're not real calm and collected. And they should be. They're the ones who've got the training and the power. They should be more in control. They shouldn't cross over the line. Even though Meyer spun in the direction of the stage and whatever else, and he broke away from him several times, you don't know what you're going to do exactly until the cops put their hands on you. And I can tell you, it's not like you're all calm and everything and cool, you know. Most people get a little palpitation when they get grabbed.
As soon as your freedom is threatened.
And I've seen this happen
before. I get a palpitation when a cop pulls in front of like my car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I turn off.
Listen, on the copper stopper card, it says, the cop gets behind you, you turn off.
Right.
Yeah, the deal is that you do get that blood rush to the head. I mean, when you have that, and it takes a tremendous amount of maturity to suppress that.
Right.
Right.
I mean, that is, and you see it all the time, and that is the id, you know, coming to the surface.
Right.
As one of our Swedish apologists came up with, said that that we're naturally violent?
That was our Hispanic correspondent.
I disputed that.
Yeah. Well, what you said, which hopefully he's listening to this, is that if he's thinking people are violent and they need the government to control people, then what does he think? Who's going to elect the people to control?
And then you're going to give them all the guns.
It's going to be the violent. It has to be violent people,
right?
That would have to create the government, and then therefore, so what would you get out of that? You'd get
a violent government,
right?
Right. And not only that, you give them they are the only ones that have the legal right to shoot people,
right? Right.
I mean, hello, you talk about asking for trouble on two levels.
But we'll talk about that at the beach next weekend if you're listening.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be down at my beach in Honduras.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I'm leaving here in a couple of days, going down to speak to Espanol. I'll be in Honduras for a month. And I'll see if I can.
Yeah, we'll have to try to work it in, some kind of Skype show.
Or something, or call in, whatever it is. We'll do something. Anyway, the deal is, next on the list I've got here, I had a big, long thing about this. The title of this is called Beef Recalled, an E. Coli Scare. A meat company on Saturday issued a nationwide recall for 21.7 million pounds of ground beef products after reports of up to 25 cases of illness caused by suspected E. coli bacteria in 8 states.
Oops.
Yeah. Well, the point about this...
25 illnesses, and they recalled 21.8
million pounds of meat. They destroyed it. Now, let me just tell you what I draw out of this. This is the gum wrapper thing, okay? It is astounding to me, and this is, you find one poison pill in Tylenol or whatever, they recalled everything. Mm-hmm. Every one of them. Mm-hmm. You find a little, the people got sick, nobody died yet. Right. I mean, I think they said they might be or whatever it is. And of course, they call it a voluntary recall, and yeah, we know how voluntary that was, but, if it wasn't a voluntary, it would have been, mandatory. We know that. Okay. But still, 21.7 million pounds of meat, and what they said was this particular E. coli, it says, can cause bloody diarrhea and dehydration. It usually clears up in a week in adults. It can be deadly to infants, older people, and those with compromised immune systems.
Infants eat hamburgers?
Well, that's not all. I mean, but again, the point is, the death danger here is out of 21.7 million pounds is like almost nothing. Okay.
Right.
My point is that the private industry people with something like this, in order to preserve, and I've seen this happen on so many levels, they will instantaneously destroy. I mean, can you imagine how much money was involved? This is millions of dollars that they threw down.
Probably $10 million
At a minimum. Not to mention all the transportation.
Right.
They have to destroy it and they have to put it someplace. Yada yada yada, so forth and so forth. But when the government makes a mistake, I mean, do they admit it? No way, Jose. No. I mean, people die. You know, I talked about this that we know, for instance, that Social Security is going to go bankrupt. I've known it for 30 years, and nothing, zero. Let me put it this way: government changes give glaciers a bad name. I mean, glaciers are at warp speed compared to what governments do,
right?
And in changes, and here we are. Here we have this. It's reported, and like 24 hours later, 21.5 million pounds of meat gone in difference between the government and private enterprise. And this is why it astounds me all the time when people don't trust the market. They don't realize that the market is everything. It's everything. It includes the government, actually.
And here's the other thing that they never get is that even if it's the government at the top, it's a person. And if you don't trust people because you don't like the market, then why are you trusting this person who's in charge of the government?
Right. And I realize, again, I come back to our local Alachua County school system here where 60% of the 10th graders read below grade level, and in a couple of years, they are going to be voting on constitutional amendments and so forth that they're going to have to be able to read and understand. And the question is, are they going to elect the noble, wise, self-deprecating people to be their leaders? No, they're going to elect charlatans because they're going to be duped because they can't read. They're idiots. And, of course, the question I want to ask the school board here on the same thing is, who do you think is going to discover that cure for cancer, the stopping of heart disease and so forth? It ain't these kids. And they have taken it upon themselves, the school board, the school nationwide has taken it upon the government-run school indoctrination system has taken it upon itself to teach these kids, I don't know what, but I'll tell you this much, if they think that they're going to get cancer cured and all the wealth and stuff that they've got coming out now, they're dreaming.
Well, once they get the Obama or Hillary care in place there.
Whoa! And did you see that? That's a good segue. First of all, we saw that she's announced her Hillary care, which of course is.
And I got it.
exactly.
And my favorite joke so far, and it's not mine, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is that putting people on Hillary care is like expanding Medicare. And putting more people on Medicare is like shoving more people onto the Titanic.
Yeah, that's right. It's going down.
It's going down.
And everybody knows it's going down. Even the people who passed it know it's going down. I saw where Obama has decided that he wants to make everything right and eliminate all nuclear weapons on the planet.
Right. He's got a plan, man.
He's got a plan. All of them.
And it doesn't involve going back in time and killing Einstein before he's 19.
It doesn't.
No, apparently not.
Well, how do you do that now?
Obama, Osama in 08.
Yeah, well, this is
that's the ticket.
That's the ticket, man. Obama, Osama. You heard it here first.
No, yeah. Look.
No, this guy thinks he's King Canute.
I swear.
I mean, he's going to hold back.
You know, he's
the time.
He's a really smart guy, but he's naive, man. I mean, look. You know, he can negotiate with 100 of the world leaders and get unilateral agreement with 100 world leaders.
Bilateral agreement, say.
Okay, whatever. And
you still ain't going to get it all.
No.
And then the rogues and everything else. There's no way you can do it. No way. The cat is out of the bag. I mean, this is what I think is interesting is there's good news and bad news about our election cycle here. And the bad news is that it's 2 years for it. But the good news is that these guys have all the time in the world to stumble all over the place. Have you heard about the new Hillary cackle, right?
No, what's that? Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Scares animals.
No, they have, even the liberal stations are playing the Hillary cackle. I mean, over and over.
It is John Stewart. John Stewart did a whole segment
where he asked her questions, and it was loud. Let me tell you, do you remember the John Dean scream? He was the front runner, and literally in 10 minutes, he was not below the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, after that scream, I don't mean it washed him out. It was way out to sea and at the bottom is how bad it was for him. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to win. We're going to win now. We're going to win here. And
Unbelievable. And so I wonder.
Now you're going to lose.
Right. No, I mean, literally, it wasn't 24 hours.
Oh, no way. It was 30 minutes. Yeah. He did that at 10:15 or 11 o'clock news. It was over.
It was over. It is interesting because that's one of the problems, of course, with having a 2-year campaign cycle is that you get the Hillary cackle and you wonder what's it going to do.
I'll tell you something. I watched her entire interview with George Stepan, a lot of it. And
George Stepan.
I'm telling you something. She was flat out evasive. I mean,
No.
Look, you can be political. I mean, you can be political and couch your answers in terms that.
What do they usually do, of course, is they've got their talking points, and whatever question you ask them,
they start talking about whatever they want to, right? And that's fine, but she wouldn't even do that. She literally was, it sounded like L. Ron Hubbard babbling on about Scientology. I mean, it was
Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Have you got your happy place? Have you got your happy place?
Exactly. You know, are you a Thetan? Are you clear? I mean, it was so far off base.
I love it.
That I was just like, man, this chick is like,
she's freaking crazy, man.
Well, they actually had a big thing for about an hour and a half on the news. It was either last night or today that I was watching about that. And they said, you know, at this part in the campaign, it seems like she should be more evasive, like closer to the election than right now. Because right. Nobody has any idea. It's like a Supreme Court justice. Nobody has any idea of where she's. What she's standing on anything right now, which of course we don't, you know.
That's
we know
what she's
it.
Going for, man. Yeah, but she's exactly. not Slick Willie, man. I don't know.
No, nobody is.
Nobody is.
No, he's the pinnacle of slickness. Yeah. There's no question about it. Anybody that can,
I like the joke where she comes back into the Oval Office and goes, "Get out of my chair."
That's good. Hopefully they'll Clorox it off before she gets there.
So I was pushing the Osama Obama ticket. I can see it. There's already t-shirts.
Yeah, no, here's the t-shirt is Barack Osama is what it says.
Barack Osama, baby.
Oh my God. Hussein. Yeah, don't forget.
Right, exactly.
No question.
I mean, he's got two of the worst names. I mean, I thought Elmore was bad because it kind of sounds like Al-Maliki or something, you know?
Well, no, Elmore, the problem is that I understand that there have been letters sent to that person called Elmoron, which is a little scary. Hmm. Banned sought on cold medicine for very young. Now, interestingly enough, we're just talking about the bans and what they do.
On certain cold medicine. Well, they've already put them behind the counter and stuff, right?
Right. Well, this is for the very young. What they want to do is the safety experts, I love this, of course, experts all the time, from the Food Administration, from the FDA, urged the agency on Friday to consider an outright ban on over-the-counter multi-symptom cough and cold medicines for children under 6. The recommendation, I love this, in a 356-page safety review, is the strongest signal yet the agency may take strong action against the roughly 800 popular medicines marketed in the United States under names like Toddler's Dimetapp, Triaminic Infant, and Little Cold.
Triaminic,
yeah. Right. Okay. That's right. You want to know about that. And the next step is a meeting of outside experts on October 18th and 19th to examine the medicine's safety and offer recommendations. But, I mean, this is a classic deal here. They want to ban, you know, the FDA looking out for the little kids, for the children. Under 6, and some of these things, I can't
How
remember.
How many children
now,
under 6?
Okay, I want to speak about this.
Now, let me just tell you. From 1969 until 2006, at least 54 children have died after taking decongestants.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Yeah, no, that's right. In 100 years or whatever
right,
it is.
Exactly.
You know, now, there's no causal relationship here. I mean, I can tell you this
just
much.
Just afterwards. In other words, one got hit by a bus afterwards.
Right, I died. Right. It reminds me of the day when several years ago when they the headline of the Gainesville Sun was turkey stuffing causes death or something like that. And they found this lady who ate turkey stuffing.
Right, I remember that. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, 3 days later, she got sick. And they're going like, so don't eat turkey. I'm thinking,
No, she was
up.
98 years old.
Yeah, right. I mean, exactly. Right.
Look. You know, I'm going to tell you something about this child protection crap that I see all the time. Everybody wants to pass their law protecting some child. And they come up with this generalization like, well, kids under 6, let's say, shouldn't be riding a bike without training wheels because their six-year-old can't do it or something like that.
Right.
And they just arbitrarily set this number here and they disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of six-year-olds who are way more coordinated.
Yep.
And, you know, you just can't put these blanket restrictions on people.
Let me tell you, it even to the extent that, let's say you were two standard deviations out. Let's say that 99% of them needed training. So what?
Then you're still killing the 1%.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing that they try to put these restrictions on. And I know they're good-hearted and whatever else, but I see it all the time in the law where they say, if you're under 16 years old, you can't make this decision or that decision for yourself. And it's just totally arbitrary. It needs to be a case-by-case basis every single time.
Well, of course, the problem with case-by-case, and this is why they shouldn't have the laws, any of those laws in the first place. The problem with case-by-case is then you become a nation of men, not laws kind of thing. In other words, that's what they always have the trouble with.
No. That's confusing the two standards there. You still got the law there, and the men have to rule on the law. You've still got the law. It's not like you just totally leave it up to the people. You don't have, it's not just wide open. They can convict anybody. You've still got a limit. That beyond which they can't touch.
So let me ask you this question then. Let's take training wheels or whatever it is, and you say, okay. So rather than say anybody under six needs it, how would you phrase the law to make it a case by case?
Well, for the training wheel situation, there's nothing you can do. That's like you're trying to protect people from their parents and such. I mean, you know, that's like saying...
Well, they do that already with the seats in the car.
Well, I know that's what I'm talking about. And you can't pass a law that does like that.
They do, of course.
Well, I know, but what I mean is you shouldn't be passing laws which say things like, if your child is over 41 pounds or under 4'6", and then they got to ride in the car seat with the seatbelt strapped this way, that way, and the other way.
Right.
It's too arbitrary. You have to let the parents do it all on their own. And if you think that the parent has made some mistake, that is to say their child died and it was a baby and it obviously should have been in there, then if you want to, you can try to prosecute the parent based on that negligence. This is the case by case. And then they get to argue that their kid really wasn't a baby, that their kid was big enough to not be in the seat or whatever it is. At least they have some defense to it.
Right.
The way that the law is structured now, there's no defense. It's
right.
Ipso facto.
You're guilty.
41
until
pounds.
Proven guilty.
Exactly. You're guilty until proven guilty. You know, and I see it all the time in the.
This is what I mentioned this in one of the. I mentioned this in one of the other shows when I had the little kids. I took taking Tommy's kids around. Mm-hmm. And I just drove them, you know, from one parking lot to the other. And I tell you, I was panic stricken because I would have had to strap them in the seats, you know, six different ways from Sunday. But I was just going to drive like literally 200 yards, not on a public road. And I was panic stricken that somebody was going to, you know, dial 911 and have me arrested.
There was another case recently where our buddy Chris had to move some stuff with his minivan and had to pull the baby seat out. And then there was like an emergency and he had to go pick up the infant because the other person had to leave the babysitter.
Right.
And he had to go buy another baby seat on his way over there because it was too far to go back and get the other one. But, you know, there was a time constraint.
Right.
So he was legally forced to go buy a brand new baby
Unbelievable.
Seat to go pick up the kid and bring him.
As I say.
Well, it's like you say, Jimmy, you know, this should be the parents' discretion. If you're just going from parking lot to parking lot or something, you know, you're going down to the creek to hunch some shark's teeth and it's 100 yards away or something.
Yeah.
You don't need the baby seat there.
No.
You know, and if somebody wants to charge you with a crime and saying you're recklessly endangering somebody's life, let them prove it.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this, it's not going to be that hard if everybody agrees what you've done is negligent.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it really is an infant and any jury can see it's an infant and the infant wasn't even anything strapped in at all.
In other words, if you're in a convertible Ferrari doing 180 miles down the turnpike
right.
with the infant in the front seat just bouncing around.
Right.
And you're holding him up like like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
In the wind.
Yeah, or else he's maybe
dangling him over
the door. So he's hanging on his fingernails on the side of the car,
like
on the outside of the car.
Well, like doing playing Superman.
Yeah.
Right. You know,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You have the dog's
car
nose out.
Surfing.
You have the dog's nose out one window and the baby out the other.
Right, right.
That's right. No problem. Yeah, it's a piece of cake. But this is, again, this is a little girl in the mine shaft. From 1969 to 2006, at least 54 children. Golly days. Let me tell you something. I'll bet you of the kids in 1969 that probably half of them are dead anyway from old age or something. I don't know. Got run over. I mean, who knows what?
Yeah, that's like the DUI thing we see all the time. Kiefer Sutherland is a new latest victim of DUI thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So anyway, this to finish up on the ban of cold medicine. Of course, they've gone crazy on this. $2 billion on these medications, and this hydrocodone or whatever it is has never been shown to be safe and effective in children, and its dangers are as powerful and a potentially addictive narcotic are clear. There are thousands of such unapproved drugs on the market. Most have been around for decades, and the FDA is gradually forcing their makers to either get an official approval or stop selling them. I mean, this is it. It doesn't matter what you want to sell to anybody. At some point, you have to have an official stamp from the government. It sucks. And,
that's the damn Stamp Act. That's like the cause of the Boston Tea Party
right
there.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
now, here's what I remember. This is the DUI thing I was trying to pull up here. I always ask people, if you could save a little 10-year-old girl's life, one little 10-year-old girl, and all you had to do was put 100,000 people in jail for one day, would you do it? Would you do it? And if you say yes, then you need to remember that the little girl is going to live for 365 days a year. Let's say times 100 years, that's 36,000 days. Okay? So you've saved 36,000 human days, but you've cost 100,000 human days.
Right.
So you're at a 3-to-1 deficit. And that's what we've got going on. Now, you multiply those numbers now. Right now, we're putting 1.5 million people in jail for an average of a month to save a few thousand people.
Right.
And it's not worth the cost.
Well, this is the same thing. Of course, I've always...
And once you factor in the fact that 90% of those people are unintentionally there, that is to say, they didn't have any criminal intent to harm anybody.
Right.
You're just basically...
Well, somebody, I think it's half the people in federal things now are for nonviolent drug crimes.
Yes, in federal prisons, it's over half are there for nonviolent drug crimes.
Well, this same particular kind of statistic has been used many times to show you when you figure out the amount of time that people spend filling out their income tax for the IRS. I figured it out one time.
Yeah.
It is the same as taking about 1 million people and devoting their entire lives to doing nothing but filling out tax reform.
And if you search the Jimmy Dunn archives, you will find that show where you talked about it.
Okay, I didn't realize I talked about it.
No, we did.
Okay.
Big time.
Hey, do we have a Chavez update?
Yeah, actually...
Chavez
did, but I did find this...
Yeah!
Hugo.
He's taking over, baby.
He is meddling.
We need a Ahmadinejad one too. Now they're in cahoots with each other.
Honduras,
I'm going to be down there right in that neck of the woods. You know.
Well, maybe you should stop over there and hang out with Sean Penn.
Jimmy. You're going to be public enemy number one over there.
Are you kidding?
Are you telling me not to go there and pass out my Jimmy Don card?
Passenger list, Jimmy Don listed.
Jimmy Don.
You get a very special welcoming party from
there. Yeah, I bet. And it's not going to be the Sean Penn party.
So He's H.G. Wells.
Well, no,
that's
right. It's the time thing.
Right.
They're going to. This is so great. I didn't realize this, but apparently Venezuela, like the state of Florida here, crosses over two time zones.
Nothing more.
Right. So what he did was, this is great. Rather, time zones are separated by 1 hour. Suddenly, you know, you drive 18 feet and you go here in Florida between Bluntstown and Bristol or whatever it is.
And it's an hour.
It's an hour. In other words,
keep it on the hour, even hour.
Even hour.
Get an extra hour, happy hour.
I mean, believe me, the bars in Bristol or whichever time,
right,
whichever
on
one.
On the border.
Right there. Literally, there are 7 miles that separate these two towns. And I can tell you, the traffic in the evening is, late in the evening, is all one way.
6:58 to 7 p.m.
Hugo, apparently, Venezuela also goes over two time zones. And so instead of... He wanted the entire country to be on the same time zone. Couldn't do...
So instead of choosing one
the 5
or the
o'clock
other.
Or the 6 o'clock people, he decided to choose 5:30. So now, the entire just Venezuela is 30 minutes out of whack with the rest of the world.
Exactly.
It's called Hugo time.
It's called Hugo time.
I have Hugo dollars. I have Hugo time.
Well, now speaking of Hugo dollars, did somebody say that he was going to come out with a new monetary?
Yeah,
we talked about it.
We did. They're going to divide it into 100 Chavezes.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood that the original idea was to shape the money, the Chavezes we're going to be available in 100-round clips.
With a very with an automatic dispenser.
Automatic dispenser, that's right. An automatic dispenser. But I understand that they were going to make the Hugo, like one Hugo equal to $1. But by the time they got around to deciding that, the one Hugo was worth...
It was already
depreciated to 1,000 Hugos to $1. And it's headed to infinity. So it's asymptotically headed towards infinity. So they decided not to print the value on the paper... Because the paper was worth more than the whatever.
What you're going to do is it's just going to have a blank there, and you write it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Daily price.
They're going to weigh the paper, and that's how much.
Right.
That's what you can use.
And then they're going to kill you and take the piece of paper back, man.
That's right. So anyway, look for that new. It won't be a coin. It'll be like a cardboard piece or something called the Hugo.
Cardboard.
Shaped like a bullet.
That's right. All right. We don't use gold here for our money. We use lead.
That's right. Lead.
It's cheaper and it's faster.
And it poisons you quick.
That's right.
Hugo is taking over the world, everybody.
Yeah.
In case you don't know.
So he's buddied up with
Ahmadinejad.
I got my army.
We do not have gays here. We do not have that thing. We do not have them.
Ahmadinejad,
I think.
Because we killed him.
He gave Hugo a blowjob, I think, when he was down there last time. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, that's a death of fame.
When you realize that Hugo is spelled Hujob. If pronounced correct, Hugo.
Hugo.
That's it. Okay. That's the new sport. So anyway, I'm done with that. The next thing I had was.
By the way, as soon as Hugo gets that nuclear missile, he's gonna point it right at the Jimmy Don't Show.
Nuclear.
That's nuclear. That's right. Well, it's okay because that means they'll take out Honduras.
Along the way, you think?
Yeah, along the way. I don't know. Hey, so Jimmy's gonna. Yeah, Jimmy's
gonna be looking for Jimmy's a new new studio.
Jimmy's gonna be wearing a mustache here pretty soon. somebody told me when I go down there to Honduras, Mrs. Jimmy said, "Well, okay. Just blend in."
Yeah.
Blend in. She says, get shorter and get darker. And you'll blend in.
You'll blend in.
That's right. So I don't think it's going to work. Okay. Airport security alert for toys with remotes.
Yeah, how about your car keys that open up your car remote?
I guess they're going to be, yeah, I mean, ooh.
Can't leave that.
You know, well, I mean, think about it. My particular one, it's not that far. It's only about 20 yards it sets it off. But can you imagine if you hit the, it's got a panic button on it.
Right.
You can, right. I mean, who?
So wait, were they going to ban remote controls from
apparently if you go take your Radio Shack remote car and you know, as a present to somebody, they're going to wonder about that.
What about Game Boys and all this stuff?
You know, I don't know. I mean,
G.I. Joe detonator?
The noose is tightening. I mean, no, seriously, if anybody wanted to get that stuff on, you could do it. Give me a break. Oh, you know, Jimmy's going to find out, of course, because this Saturday when he leaves, mm-hmm. I don't know if I have to. I'm going through Miami, but I don't know if I have to get off the plane and get back on.
Oh, you gotta get off the plane, man.
Do I?
Oh, you come with me, Jimmy. You come up, you bend over, man.
I'm going to use a,
need a latex glove sound effect.
Oh, you think you're a funny podcast, man. You're really funny? You're funny coming in this room. You're a funny guy, aren't you?
Snap.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know JimmyDone.com. Yeah, I know.
Choose your necklaceism carefully, Mr. Dern.
The thing about it is I'm going under pseudonym, so it doesn't really matter. Right. I'm going under nom de guerre.
Close the door, Hector.
He's going
Close
under Jack
door.
Rhodes.
Yeah. You didn't see my Jack Rhodes passport?
Right.
I'm sorry, Jack Rhodes. It's, man, they're not... Shit.
So what else did you have? What was the last thing?
That was about the last thing here. I had... The other thing I had, of course, was the gamble that they're doing. This is an editorial. I think it was the New York Times. It might have been local. Yeah, New York Times. Insurance for the next big one. The New York Times, I don't know how these guys get away with this stuff. They're so liberal. This is an editorial. They're talking about insurance. There's impeccable logic to argument that taxpayers should not be made to pay for risks incurred by people who choose to live along a hurricane-prone coast or atop a major geological fault. That said, the New York Times says there's a real danger that millions might soon be unable to purchase insurance. That's a compelling argument for government help. And then they talk about a well-designed program, one that has priced insurance in a way that encourages homeowners to think twice about yada, yada. What's wrong with the market? I don't understand the problem here. They want a government program which we have here in Florida. We have the gambling program here in Florida. I don't know if you know this, but the state of Florida this year took on the insurance of last resort, which is turning out to be insurance of first resort, because, I don't know, what is it, 80% of the state lives within a couple of miles of the oceans and hurricanes and all this stuff here in Florida. And if we have a really serious hurricane season, which, again, we haven't had some once so far this year, the state's going to ask everybody in the inside of the state to pay for everybody that lives outside on the borders. Oh, yeah. We've already. Everybody knew that going in. Charlie Crist here. Everybody knew that. They said what he's done is he is gambling that we're not going to have a bad hurricane season. Well, we didn't last year, and it doesn't. And so far this year, we're in pretty good shape. But the deal is that that said, anybody who builds on the coast, I don't care if it's in New Jersey, California, or Florida, you're an idiot unless you are willing to take the risk for your place being blown down.
Or you build it to where it's made out of stainless steel.
Or it's Swiss cheese.
Right. You build it back real quick, like a tiki butt. Tiki hut, right.
You build it
like a pyramid.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but my point is that this new, as always, the government gets it. There's no problem so serious that the government can't make it worse. Here in Florida, we do it, and then the New York Times comes up, and they're talking about the whole place. Many of these companies who've turned to denying valid claims to an art form deserve a little sympathy, and certainly deserve little sympathy. And no government subsidies. Still, taxpayers would end up picking the tab through federal disaster relief if millions of homeowners lost their insurance or decided to drop it due to high premiums. Well, yeah.
Bullshit.
Excuse me. There, and I love this. The moral hazard cannot be totally eliminated. There's also a risk that a government fund would be under political pressure to keep premiums low, you think? Meaning that it's always be underfunded. But there are times when the need for government protection overrides these concerns. I mean, this guy, they don't know anything about Ben Franklin, you know, those that have want some security and protection, get none of it. I mean, the tens of millions of Americans who already live in high-risk areas must have access to insurance. And it's time for Congress and the White House to start thinking about how to make sure that happens. It's just stunning.
I know this is going to kill. You can either edit this out or mix it back in if you want. But I got two more things I got to say I just found about the Hillary Care thing I mentioned earlier. Two things. Listen to what Hillary says when she was on Snuffleupagus. She says she says that this health care is an economic necessity. I mean, come on.
Well, has she ever gotten to the point where she says it's a right?
Oh, no, wait. There's a growing consensus that this is something we must do, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Growing where? In Russia?
Yeah.
You know? Is it growing in China? It ain't growing here in the studio, I can tell you that.
No, it isn't.
I mean,
anybodybuthillary.com.
Just about, man.
We need to check on
that. What is amazing about this is, as you see this happen all the time, that people say society wants this, Gainesville wants that, the United States.
Right, right.
And, of course, when you realize that these are fictions.
Right. Yeah.
Society, corporations, they are a fiction. It's only individuals.
Right.
And that's what people forget, it seems to me. They look at the forest and forget it's made up of trees. The human species is, we are not termites, we're not ants, we're not bees. We're not governed by a queen, you know, with chemical pheromone, whatever the hell it is, all over the place. We are individuals. We do have, in fact, some free will. We can choose to do certain things. And that's what makes us, you know, relatively, what makes us kind of unique in a lot of respect. And to say that society wants this eliminates the individuality of us. And as I say, it's a fiction. People don't understand that there is no such thing as society except as a concept.
Right.
It is not a real thing. It is not something you can put your hands on. Either is a corporation, IBM. It is specifically spelled out in the code. It's a fiction. And Gainesville is a fiction. To get people past that, it's really tough to do because time and time again, I hear intelligent people saying, well, Gainesville wants this. And I'm thinking, no.
Not me.
Yeah, not me.
What Gainesville part of, who?
Yeah. Well, that is the other thing. They wanted
the Gators to win last Saturday.
Boy, that's for sure. Boy, you talk about an exciting game, though.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine winning that in the last nanosecond?
So you know, anybodybuthillary.com is taken. But,
well, I told you I'd vote for Hillary.
Yeah, I know you.
Because I want to get it over with. I mean,
we'll
these people
edit that crap out.
There was
again, Jimmy's been breaking into the stash. There,
he's been in the green room a little too long.
We have a green room here at the show.
Oh man, I was gonna say that we're not gonna get to see a little bit of the Hillary Care as a snapshot in San Francisco since they're trying to implement.
Yes, that's right.
We talked about that. So once that fails completely, we'll get to see
It still won't matter.
No, I know, but this is going to be the comedic point. It's we're watching it fail in the city where it has what they're claiming is the best chance for success.
Right.
And we're going to watch it fail miserably there. And then they think for any
prediction is going to be she's going to say, well, mine is different.
Oh, no.
We learned from the mistakes San Francisco.
She's already said that. She's already said she.
Have you heard this shit? She's already talking like she's the president.
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard
she
is.
But we've already seen
when
also
I'm
seen
president,
the failure.
I will. And all this.
Well, excuse me. We've already seen the failure in the VA system.
Right.
Which
right.
is totally, has the ability to be totally overfunded to beat the ban, and they still didn't. And I mean, the fraud, the waste,
the corruption,
not so much that, but the lack of care is endemic. I mean, you think of the Walter Reed thing we talked about.
I mean,
and if you think that Hillary care is ever going to be any better, that you are out of your mind.
Right.
And
here's the
Hillary
worst.
Care is not. Hillary's not going to be using Hillary care.
No, you can bet on that. No, you can bet on that. And in fact, there was a study as part of that thing. I don't know if it was in this same article that you just talked about, but there was a study done in Great Britain just recently in the UK, and they were talking about the waiting times and so forth. And they're literally for elective surgeries, some elective surgery, and some that's not elective, 6 months is the norm. I mean, literally, it's astounding to see what you can see a doctor for and what you can't. And it doesn't seem to be, let me put it this way. A lot of stuff that's necessary, it doesn't get done. And of course, if you're dead, you don't need the operation.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Exactly mm-hmm. right. I mean, you have to ask yourself, how many people from the United States, northern border states, cross over into Canada for their health care versus how many people from Canada come down here? It's the same question somebody
asked. Overwhelming majority.
And the same question was, how many people are getting their inner tubes from Key West and floating towards Cuba versus right. the other one, the other right. direction? I mean, you know.
Flotillas.
Yeah, The Maracaibo flotilla from Key West.
Right.
I don't care how drunk you were,
right.
what Hemingway day it was,
right.
or how many pina coladas. There ain't many people going to
How big a boombox you got playing Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, right. No, sorry. There ain't no flotilla heading towards Cuba.
Yeah, that was from our Miami correspondent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. Our Miami correspondent. That was great.
Yeah, she says she's gonna summon the extraordinary resilience and commitment from America that is needed. Yeah, at the point of a gun.
That is the whole point.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing is that she's
from America. You notice,
right?
What is this, like the Grand Canyon? You're gonna get this or what? I mean, I mean, what part of America you get this is from?
Healthcare brought to you by
Cleveland River or something?
Healthcare brought to you by you.
I tell you, she was so evasive. It was scary because I'm thinking, you know, a real socialist needs to fool the people.
Well, you have to say that all socialism starts with intellectuals.
Yeah,
it never starts from the people.
Yeah, because it's a great concept on its face.
Absolutely, and they are charlatans. Let me tell you, these people make the Jimmy Swaggart people or whatever that are asking you for on TV for money, you know, look like pikers at some
point. Oh, absolutely, because they're asking.
They got guns,
right?
At least you don't have to buy the miracle water.
Exactly.
Well, and we had I believe that was the experiment that our Miami correspondent wanted to run was. Have everybody in the university system all be paid the same.
Right.
Right.
The janitors.
Yeah, janitors.
Yeah, you want socialism? Yeah. Here's what we do. We take all the money that gets paid, and we take all the people, and you do
that. Exactly.
Even the 10th graders here could make that division.
Right.
Even a calculator.
Right.
And they all get paid the same.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're a tenured erstwhile professor or the janitor, you all get paid. Now, question is, how long would it take for the university system to break down?
Man, it wouldn't last a day. No. I tell you what, man, it's too bad we don't have a newspaper.
We
should publish a faux article that it happened.
Okay, but let me
see what happened.
I want to tell you one thing. It would be clean. It would be clean. I mean, no janitor making $800,000. It'd be clean. It might not have any education going on, but by God, it would be clean.
Yeah, none of the professors would show up, man.
No, it would be clean.
It'd look like a NASA clean room for a satellite.
Hell
you know?
Yes.
Can we get into some super light news?
I got one more heavy thing from David. Now, definitely not my real name in Ohio.
I love that.
David, not my real
but now it's because of this article. It's David, definitely not my real name anymore. That's what it says.
His name's getting longer and longer.
Yeah, his name's getting longer and longer.
From his real name.
Exactly. Because this one is a clincher here. Deputies making sure doors are locked before criminals notice.
Oh,
what does that mean?
A little proactive.
Yeah. No.
This is great.
Check all your doors. Yeah.
No. And they walk in your house.
Tinsburg Township, the Summit County Sheriff's Department, is taking a proactive approach to law enforcement, warning neighbors about unlocked doors.
And what happens when they walk into a Jimmy Doan's door? Who is it?
Talk to the guy.
Nobody there.
It's open.
Exactly right.
In exactly that
so,
order.
So they're going around checking people's doors.
What they're doing is they're doing. Of course, they've done this for businesses for years. You know, that makes sense. But now they're doing it for private homes. They walk up, they rattle the door, and if the door's open, they walk in. 2 o'clock in the morning, and tell them, "Hey, your door was open.
Right. Somebody could come in here.
Yeah, someone could come in here."
Right. As they're having sodomy and doing bong hits or whatever.
Yes, that's right.
So, as one of my coworkers said, he goes, "Man, if I'm a serial rapist, I'm going to disguise myself as a police officer and head right to this place."
Absolutely. Well, and this may not happen everywhere in the country, in the world, but around here in North Florida, Southern Georgia, you walk into someone's house not kidding. You are gonna get shot.
Yeah.
I mean, if that absolutely. Who is it?
Yeah!
That's right. There is no question about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's open.
Yeah. Pizza guy.
The pizza guy definitely. I mean, you think about it. They announce themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, not only are they wearing everything on the world.
Yeah, they're wearing the goofy hat. They got the goofy hats, the car all over.
I mean, there's no chance. These guys are not idiots. They're making sure that
they smell like pizza.
That's right. That's the other thing.
And they've been called is the thing. I mean,
there's
some doors around here you don't just walk in.
Wow, man. So lock your doors.
Lock your doors. Absolutely.
So now we can get into the light stuff, huh? You hear about this, this inmate in Alabama? He found a new religion called Odinism.
Oh, no, that's old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
Odin is a Norse god.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. So, well, I'm not up on my Odinistic traits.
Well, Jimmy spent a year in Sweden. And
it's an ancient polytheistic Nordic religion called Odinism.
Yeah.
So this guy in
that's
prison.
Thor
here,
and everything.
Thor, yeah,
right. Okay. Okay. In this prison, he wanted to be able to build a fire pit. That was part of his. Hey, we wanted the fire pit. Man, that's all he's asking. But apparently they feared a backlash. Apparently this Odinism has some ties to white supremacists and all this stuff.
Because
they're
Norse.
All white up there. Yeah. Give me a break.
Yeah. So guess what? They didn't let him build the fire pit.
No. Yeah.
You know what they did though?
What?
They gave him a candle.
Here's your fire pit.
That's really?
It. Yeah, gave him a candle.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty good.
Was he allowed to light it?
I don't know. They didn't say that.
Yeah,
they gave a candle that was about. I'm guessing. I know what the use for that candle was. Knowing the shape of a candle, I'm guessing.
We got it.
I know what happened.
My religion requires a helicopter.
That's right.
For me to pray.
A bong, hemp bong.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna
they tried that. You know what? There's a couple of them that are. There's one recently that got some hallucinogenic stuff because the. I forget what it is that they let that pass, but I do know that the peyote or whatever, they outlawed that, right?
Yeah. They basically said, nah, not really.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
I think that's stupid myself.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have, I think
I tell you, here's a light note, though it's bad, it's kind of bad. I saw they had a special on 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago about the medical marijuana out in California.
Yeah.
And they're interviewing this guy. And he's saying, yeah, any day, the feds know we're here. Any day they could come in and bust the place and whatever. And then it cuts to 2 weeks later, and you hear Morley Safer going, and then they did. and then they shows a picture of literally 24 riot gear police out in front of this storefront, which they bashed in all the windows, raided the place, took everything, and they're standing out there, literally look like an invading army.
Right.
And here are these people across the street with their signs, you know, go away, DEA and whatever.
Right.
And it just looks so bizarre to have these federal troops, federal shock troops.
Were they federal? They were.
Yes. Federal marshals. That's the only people who do it. It's legal in California.
That's right. So they wouldn't have the locals. Yeah. Well, it's funny because one of the popular shows for some reason on A&E or one of these channels around here is Dallas SWAT or Detroit SWAT. I've watched it every once in a while.
No, I tell you what, a more popular show is on Showtime, which is called Weeds.
Really?
Yeah.
Never. Well, I don't get Showtime.
So. Yeah, I don't either. But Weeds is about this this local regular old people who are like selling weed out of their house.
Really?
Something. Yeah.
It's like
grandma.
Like the High Times magazine or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I remember when that. But anyway,
these are real stories?
Oh, yeah. No.
The weed.
No, weed. Weeds is total
joke.
Weed. Yeah, what's it? Sitcom.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. So it's like the, what is it? The what's the band? The Carl Reiner?
Spinal Tap,
yeah. Is it like a documentary or is it just a real sitcom?
I think it's a real sitcom. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Okay. Because I was going to say that when you watch this, the Dallas SWAT or the Detroit SWAT or whatever, I mean, it's just stunning to watch these people. I mean, these people are geared. They are, like, self-selected to really want to tear some crap up. I mean, they want the big auto guns and the, and you look at the stuff that they're wearing. I mean, they got all the gear on. I mean, you talk about.
Power's a rush, man.
Oh, man, it is, totally. And I mean, you saw them, this one house I saw them go into, I've only watched maybe a total of 20 minutes of it in the last, I don't know, 8 months. But, because when they're getting ready to go, I happen to be, as my remote flicks through there, of course it's on, as you well know, all male remotes are on.
Taped down,
right, because it goes through the channels perpetually. And I saw, I had to rip the tape up a little bit when I saw this, they're getting ready to go into this. And there were like 10 of them, and they had the game plan on all sides, this, that, and the other. And they ended up with, you know, there was like two kids and a guy, and they found, you know, eight, I don't know.
A roach clip.
No, they found a couple rocks. They found some stuff. But I mean this, but they tore the house apart. I mean, tore it apart.
Yeah, that's par for the course.
Yeah, I mean, they had the big truck that the house was. I will say this: the house was fortified. I mean, you could tell that
they were expecting
something, yeah. And these guys had their super RV.
I'd protect myself too.
They tore it. I mean, when they tore the bars off the window, like half the wall came with it. It was. I'm telling you, those weren't just. They were not super glued on. They were in the wall. And
hey, here's another light note, which is another sad thing. They are diminishing the red light district out in Amsterdam.
Well, now this dovetails to the thing that Jimmy wanted to do. We wanted to set up that show because the Putin thing we talked about last week.
No, we didn't talk about it.
What was the reason in Amsterdam? What were they doing?
Where the city officials have just got the bit in their mouth. There's a couple of them over there, a little bit of conservatism kind of sneaking in the back door, and then they're going to cut it down by a third. I can't remember how that they're.
Well, let me get what is business down?
No. What happens is too many tourists, I think, and they're figuring that they're pulling out the old crime and disease thing.
Yeah,
even though they're inspected and they're policed and everything. I mean, most of the tourists that go through there, I think, are just
a bunch of
do-gooding.
It's like the same guy did the cigarette.
Well,
ban.
you know what they did? They did this to the marijuana bars over there too. About 10 years ago. Now there used to be 500 of them. They found some little loophole with this, you know, then all of a sudden there was only 100.
Right. Well, you know, now there's going to be 75.
Yeah, now it's going to be 75. But the thing is, apparently it's pretty much a big tourist attraction. I mean, there's lots of people that aren't Amsterdamians that are showing up there. And I guess they're figuring apparently they figured some kind of riffraff element or something like that.
I like how Jimmy's acting all vague, like he doesn't really know.
Yeah, apparently.
You know, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
the main thing was, of course, this Vladimir, you know, they had the sex thing. They want to procreate. They wanted to do, what was it? They had the big convention.
It's
the Marian or something, or a sex in, or a procreate in, or a.
Yeah, it's a procreate in. Yeah, it's a 2-week convention in July with 10,000 in attendance, featured on site sexual encouragements with not a condom in sight.
Are you sure that's just not Las Vegas?
Yeah. Sounds like an orgy to me.
That was hedonism. The thing. Jimmy wanted to get together a tour group. I mean, we're going to
walk around with cameras and.
No, well, no, yeah. Sure, you bet.
And, Hawaiian shirts on.
And, Hawaiian shirts and
candles.
And,
Martha,
and,
did you see where he put that thing?
Well, I just figured it'd probably be. I'm guessing
it'd be. Can you do that, honey?
I'm guessing it'd be mostly a male group. And I figured that there would be a refueling stop in Amsterdam.
I thought it'd be good for the old people. They go right from that Alaskan cruise, you know, to this orgy fest.
And well, it's the Olga River or whatever the hell it is. You take take that cruise. Yeah, but I mean, they're supposed to do it next year too. Isn't it a get laid fest or something like that? I mean, isn't the idea to?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Jimmy will have to do a little man on the street there.
Right? Little man.
Hey, with all this Kev B and all the money we're getting from the libertarianforum.com, by the way, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll be able to send Jimmy there next year.
And Jimmy will go.
Absolutely.
That's right.
In his private plane.
Have to learn a little Ruski.
No, just. They got interpreters.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell
you something.
Is that it?
Believe me, if you go down red light district, whatever it is in Amsterdam, you don't need to know a lot of Dutch.
No, I'm getting casino chips.
I'm getting yeah, that's about it.
All right, good show.
I got a couple of things here.
We closed off.
Did we talk?
Yeah,
about,
let's talk about that.
Did we talk about the hybrids and the blind people?
Yeah, we talked about
that. Hybrids.
A little short term memory loss there.
Yeah,
see, why did I miss the joint before the show? And I came 20 minutes late. Everybody else is baked except me. What is up with that?
Cough assault, nasty cough, nasty running with the law.
Oh my God! Yeah, I heard about
this. We didn't talk about that last time.
No.
It happened like right after.
Yeah, yeah. This is 9:28.
So what happened was this police officer pulls this guy over for, of all things, not having his seatbelt on.
Right. In that state, it's a primary. Here in Florida,
it's primary now here too.
Yeah. I keep telling people.
You can bust people for that, and the cop pulled him over, and the guy was sick, and the guy coughed in his general direction,
right,
according to the police officer, and so he arrested him for aggressive coughing, assault on a police officer.
And it's like really bad penalty or something, right? I mean, the cop said he coughed in my face, and the guy said, well, if his face is 4 feet long, he coughed in it.
If his face looks like his ass, then yeah.
Right, exactly. I don't think you want to say that. No, but I mean, yeah, aggressive coughing is,
Well, it would be battery on a law enforcement officer, which is a felony.
Yeah.
I don't think it would stick, though. That'd be one good to speak. Yeah. Well, they sort of hacked on him. No, I mean, I'd be taking that one to trial.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a crock.
Yeah, of course. What you told me before was so often they offer you, you know, life in prison or plead out to, you know,
Well, exactly. Well, if you're facing five years in prison,
you can take it to trial and you will probably win.
Yeah.
But if you don't,
right,
you're dead.
Well, that's the thing. Anything can happen in trial. I'm a trial attorney, and trial attorneys tell you there's a 10% chance Elvis is going to walk in and do something. I mean, and so you, when you're facing the big time,
yeah,
and they're offering you the easy out.
No matter how expensive, almost take it.
Man, you take it.
Yeah.
You take it.
Yeah.
You take it because otherwise you're going to be taking it.
Otherwise, exactly right.
Right up the
otherwise, yuzu. That candle is going to be used.
Exactly.
Right.
And the only thing I got is that, did you see where Maureen McCormick and Eva Plum had a little lesbian fling during the
Brady Bunch girls.
Yeah, Marsha and Jan.
Yeah, it gives a new meaning to the word Marsha.
Right? Muncha, Marsha.
Oh. Show 102 in the
band. So the truth comes out 50 years after the Brady
Bunch. I don't know. I think that was BS, but, you know.
I don't know. Snopes it.
Yeah. Snopes it. Well, you know, for any publicity, it's good publicity, I guess.
I think that was the deal. It was publicity. But hey, whatever.
If you got any pictures, please send it to the Jimmy Don Show.
It put the image in our head. That's all we need.
We do want to remind you, of course, since our dollar's not worth anything, you can come pony up with your anything other than the Hugo's or the Bolivars or whatever they use down there.
We'll take a Hugo.
We'll put it up on the wall or something.
Yeah, right.
But seriously, keep those emails coming. Libertarianforum.com. We appreciate that support.
Yep.
Of course, Kev B in the UK.
Yeah. My man.
Yeah.
My man.
Others. We're not forgetting the others that have donated. We appreciate it.
Auckland, New Zealand, sheep country, whatever it is.
The reason we're hitting Kev B is because he was the first one that ever actually just gave his money to the cast.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Not to the show, but said, man, you guys just piss it away on anything you want to do. And we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I put on our donations page. That is the category that if that category is funded, everything else is cool, man.
Everything is good.
The Jimmy Doan Show will continue in perpetuity if that is a well-funded category right
there. And
then,
of course, we do need the Rocket Fund funded, too.
The
right?
Well, the Rocket Fund, yeah. Check out the Rocket. We're going to send a rocket up in space. Jimmy Doan from space.
And, of course, chicks for dad. We need that.
God, we would hope. We would hope.
See you next time.
The
Jimmy Amsterdam Vacation Fund.
Oh! There's so many things in so little time.
I tell you what, we got to get started here.
And man, it's so hard to talk the girls into it. Right. Damn.
Let me tell you, you put a couple $100 on your forehead, right, you'd be surprised.
When you do that to your wife, it doesn't work because she's already got the bank account info anyway. And make $100. You know what she says? She says, "Give me my money back."
And make sure you go back to the Hanger Dog Show now.
Hanger Dog. Oh,
that's right. That's right. Now you can go back. Now that you've heard their Jimmy Dog Show, click on this link. Hanger Dog.
Hanger Dog.
See ya.
And then I said, "Whoops, there it is."